the mind of Jern.
Mind of Jern.
Mind of
Jern.
Part 3. Not at all. This is not talking about part 3. This might be episode 3, but if you've kept up, you know that chronologically it's not, but that's just what we're going to say. You might not even know where this is going to be posted at.
You never know.
Or when. What time is it right now? Hold up. I'm going to have my guests, or should I say, I am the guest of these two talented motherfuckers. It's like crazy. They're super, super dope. We're about to eat some pizza. Ooh. How about both of you guys just introduce yourselves, because I don't think I can give you justice.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah. Both of you guys should just fight to see who gets to talk first.
Okay, well, then I guess I'll just talk first.
Yeah, Connor's a bully. I'm just joking. We got Connor. Motherfucking. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Hi, my name is Connor.
Hold up. Let's talk. Let's introduce ourselves like the person that no one can understand. You go first. my name is...
All right, so...
Speak the fuck up,
okay,
Corn.
So you know who we are. We are Dot Rar. We are...
Did people know who you were?
Well, I mean, apparently Germ told me that people know who you are if we know who Jim is, so...
Yep.
That's, I guess, people would know who we are if you listen to Jim, right? According to your logic.
Not the rapper.
Okay, yeah, man, you should keep telling your story because it sounds pretty boring.
Yeah, so we are in here fucking podcasting it up at the crib. Got Germ. I've been wanting to get on this since he started making 5 million stories.
I might be acting like an ass right now, but for me to have these guys on is super dope. I've got to see them grow up. I've got to see them fucking mature, get better and better. Super raw. I've always been like a fan naturally. Always seen the growth, the relation. It was super cool, man. And then to see one of my best friends in the world to naturally gravitate towards both of them, super cool, man. So I'm lucky to be here, you know, and they're helping me out with this. They're making it happen, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, you know? We're all family, you know what I mean?
It's all family. Yes. It's just a different platform. Yeah. So we're here right now. We got Dot motherfucking Rar.
Dot
Rar.
We up here.
So what the fuck, man? How did y'all even find out about hip hop in Hawaii?
So
how old were you?
Shit, I've been around hip hop in Hawaii for forever. Like,
why was that?
Because my dad was in an R&B group called Chant. Won a couple. You know, he was on the whole Hoku. That whole local scene. And then so naturally I knew everybody like in the local music scene growing up. And then I think I was fucking like 14 or 15. My dad took me to Creed Chameleon's video shoot.
Shout out Creed.
And crazy. I was like morning blessing. I was so if you look close, you can see a young acne'd Connor, Connor boy in that video. But yeah, I mean, that was basically like my intro. I mean, besides being around Immerse and like Humanaka is like my whole life, like my best friend is directly related to Aaron Hao. He's part of the Humanaka crew at Tasho.
So do you think that's why you get your respect, just because of like...
I mean, I don't think that's why I get my respect. I think that's definitely helps. It helps, just being like, oh, word, this guy is dope and he knows me. You know what I mean? Like having a personal relationship. Me and Jim talk about that a lot, is that like you can be the dopest artist you want, but if I don't vibe with you as a person, then why would I even give you the time of day or whatever? And that's kind of like how Dot Rar was formed. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like not only does Corn spit dope, you know what I'm saying? Like he can match my presence on stage and, you know what I'm saying? So we're like equals. So like that's just...
Just how we clicked up. It's been just like ever since the jump of us, just fucking first time we heard each other spit fucking on some freestyle shit, just like every time came around, just fucking linked up, and we're just here like
since high school doing this shit. People up, don't even know that shit.
It's crazy because like the people don't even know the growth of like probably the first shit that we first dropped into like what we're doing now.
Right.
And like
you guys actually do a shitload of work, man. Like the amount of stuff that you drop, so I can only imagine.
I mean,
not
to say like to
I hype, probably don't even
not
know
even to say
that.
To like hype us up, but just like. I mean, I just like
I get it. Yeah.
We've gone through so many like I think phases of creative like styles and shit, and like we've been trying like we just like
that's what's my favorite
just,
part
like,
about you guys is
yeah, I think each we part finally of it, found yeah. our niche in dot rock.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what it was.
Well,
I think
you guys weren't scared to go through all those niches.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, but that was just like being forced, not forced, but just.
But it is.
I guess naturally being around the different artists.
Okay.
You know?
Why was the reason you initially thought of the word forced?
Well, because it's just like where you're going with. So like, say Magoop gives me 10 beats. I'm making a boom bap tape. I'm not making a trap tape. So it puts me in a box.
You feel a box, right?
So if and I goes for Jim. If Jim gives me 10 beats, same shit. I feel like I could add maybe a Magoop beat in there, and that's why like if you listen to my music. As a solo artist, it's very versatile. It's a lot of different sounds, a lot of different vibes on it, and like but like I mean, for Korn, I don't know, like Dawar's sound I think came from more of Korn's music, just cause like
right,
just like the cool. like the whole griminess of it, then they're just like
so you think that like a lot of things that you put into Dot Rar was because of what Korn showed you?
Yeah, I mean like that's I cool. mean. Cause that's like my job is always to connect the dots. That's what I've always done.
That's how I feel too. To be honest, that's cool. I like that you put it that way. I feel that way, and it's a lot of people have a hard time adjusting that. Like, and I'll be honest, like I'm a studio rapper, and I'm okay with acknowledging that. But like, it's connecting the dots. Yeah. Like,
no, but like there's like for real. Like, I think there's something that's like to be said about like how me and Connor are both artists. Like. You know, Shitty Cornelius and Connor Boy, like
Shitty
we're
Cornelius.
Both like you said, versatile people who are like can do so many things that even as our own, but like Dot Rar is its own thing. Like with that, we have like clicked into like a sound and
like
not just an aesthetic, it's like a lifestyle.
Like,
it's like
you don't need
you
to
hear already
rap
know.
Anymore. Like,
exactly,
it'll be like bam bam bam, like the scary shit. But, oh word, this is Dot Rar,
yeah,
and real shit.
Like, and we got artists now hitting up. Us up being like
for just Dot Rar shit.
Exactly.
That's like, awesome. Like, did you hear that? Say that again, my brother.
Like, you know what I'm saying? People hit us, hit Dot Rar up.
Yeah.
Want to hear Dot
Rar. That's
wrong. Connor. I mean,
that's so dope.
Not even going front. People trying to hear some Connor Boy on their shit too.
Right.
Talk to that shit, man.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Real shit.
But,
yeah.
But honestly, Dot
that's
Rar.
That's dope.
Dot
I'm getting paid double.
Sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're paid double.
That's how we
exactly.
Shit.
Like, that's what
run
I'm doing, bro. Like I'm trying to. Fucking make my spread.
But
my
what's dope, and I know that this is like very relevant right now, even though, like you're like getting paid to do verses, you're still doing verses for free, right?
No, of course, bro. Like,
yeah,
especially
and
when it
speak
comes,
on that, brother.
Yeah, well, the thing is for me, and like if you're a young local rapper listening to this shit right now, hit me up.
Beautiful.
Straight the
go,
fuck up.
Preach.
I don't give a fuck.
Preach.
Like, I don't give a fuck if you suck. I'll tell you you suck and you gotta work.
Preach.
And if you're good, then maybe I'll fucking jump on the track with you. My little brother's 17 years old right now, making music, making beats for himself.
Oh,
I didn't even know. He didn't tell me. But when I heard his shit, I was like, oh word, this kid is my brother. You know what I'm saying? And that's an unbiased opinion. And I'm fucking not very truthful. Like, although I'm a nice guy, like me and Jim, we're fucking super. We're the nice guys. You know, like,
and you have to be.
But,
so
like,
saying, don't even go. Keep going.
Well, like, hit me up. I'm always open. Korn's always open. Like,
but explain the difference of like when you say like hit me up. Like, so there's gonna be people. Then this is what people. I'm gonna have to intervene for a second.
Right,
give me
okay,
like a minute,
yeah,
right
yeah,
quick.
No,
my bad. It's my shit, but I'm gonna say give me my bad because I respect Connor.
No,
I respect Korn.
You good.
People have to acknowledge and like. Exactly how Connor first started out. He was like, young artist. That's exactly who we're talking to because people who are ready or like on a level like that we're fucking with, they already know this. But young artists, you have to understand this. You have to understand and acknowledge the level of where you're at.
Right.
You have to know, like, I might have to pay to fuck with this person or I am this dope enough. Like, and like to actually know that you're that dope enough, like you can't just be having your friends telling you that. You have to go out to do shows and not invite your friends and have to perform for nobody yourself. You know.
You gotta go. You know what I mean? You gotta do that. And another thing is, a wise man said, you gotta let yourself get old, bro.
Yeah, you gotta let yourself get old.
Yeah. You got, like, I ain't the same kid I was when I was out here rocking.
And that's why I love people. That's why I love. You know what I'm saying? Like, Connor, that's why I love. Like, straight shitty Cornelius.
I'm gonna try to bring it back to, like, this shit we're talking about, like, yes. people hitting us up with shit. You know what I mean? Like, and when we're talking about hitting us up, it don't gotta just be about some music shit too. Like, if you're artistically inclined in any fashion and you fuck with what we're doing, and you, or if you're in any way you just connected feel are connected
absolutely.
With it.
Thank you so much.
We are 100% all ears with every shit. Like we are artists and we are literally for the fans and for everyone that's listening to this shit. Like, not even just fans. Yeah, like, you know, straight up. Yeah, exactly. It's a cliche word to say, but it's just like we make this shit for our enjoyment, but like the fact that anybody else like fucks with it like we do is just like,
that makes me want. Yeah. Exactly. That puts me in a position to be like, damn, word. Like, I need to be what Jim was to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because like, there's some kid out there that has the talent, that has the everything. Because
I think all we really are is like just constant inspiration. Yeah, yeah, like exactly. Any artist who does good is a constant like Rolodex of inspiration. You know what I mean? Like any artist can go through it. You know? So like the older you get, you're always gonna have this. Yeah. It started out with this all the way back here, but if I flip forward, yeah, look who's still, this is who's doing it right now. So I think that's what we strive for, is we just want to inspire people to just know that if you feel like you can do it, and at the same time, you have to acknowledge your level, because that's the only way you're going to get better, or know if you have to get better, and trust me, you always have to get better.
Yeah, you got to get better. Exactly, and that's the thing.
Always a student.
That's where people get stuck.
Exactly. When you think you the shit,
yeah.
That's when you're going to get shitted on. You know what I'm saying?
I hear so much shit. Because,
like, bro, I keep my mouth shut, bro. Like, you know, I do too. Like, yeah. Bro, like, I'll go around and I'll talk shit with my homies and my immediate fam, like, being like, oh, yo, like, yo, fuck you, I'm this shit. Like, yeah. And I barely say that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're giving you out too much game right now. We're telling you real shit. Like,
to be honest, yeah.
That's how you actually operate. Like,
but let's give him out a little bit more.
No, that's real. Just like what Connor's saying.
Because I think he's on a good verge to where it's not too much.
No. But like, that's the thing. But because people can try to do it like how we do it. Mm. But there's no way that you can do it like how we do it.
Exactly.
Like, I only can lay a pathway. I can't fucking.
Right. So you hear what he said? He's like, it almost sounded negative. He's like, there's no way you can do it how we did it.
But that's why
it sounds negative, right?
No, it's
but
not.
He's not being negative.
No, not at all.
Because, and that's what he's really saying.
Because
that's
what you're saying is that it's literally impossible for anyone to do it the way that either me and Connor do it separately, or like how we creatively do stuff together. It's just like we made our something by itself, but people can follow in the footsteps, but the beauty and everything is that they're going to do something that can't be the same exact thing, but possibly
they're
going to
do something that you and Connor couldn't do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe not
exactly.
Just
and
by
I think
us, but
it
could be anything.
Realize.
You know what I mean? Like, but that's just art in general.
Yeah.
But
and that's what people get scared of. They just try to follow too much instead of just doing what, man, I'll tell you this. There's so many times where I had ideas and they got shut down and then I heard them. I like heard them on like on radio. You know, and sometimes it hurt, and then sometimes it was like, you know what, at least I know I'm on the right track.
Well, I mean, progression is key in this music shit. Like, that's all I can say with this. Like, I go back on my SoundCloud or my back, whatever, like, and listen to my old music that I put out, you know, when I, 2 years that I think is
that's
relevant
same,
now,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, damn, it's I'm not, way yeah. better now, or I'm
yeah,
way,
so
or
much
not
better.
Even better, just in a different lane or in a different mind state, and
yeah,
that's how I
you
feel.
Understand your growth.
That's what I was trying, you know. That's what I was saying is basically like everyone's in their own lane, and if you can get it to where how we're doing it, then fucking good for you, because, goddamn, me and Jim and Corn and Jim been working at this shit for a while.
But yeah, you guys, when it comes to like working, yeah, but actually, that's the craziest part about it is like. you can work so much in the studio, but then you still have to not only go perform, all right? So, like, let's just say you, like, you do work in the studio and you go perform a lot, and then that's all you do. But then do you, like, work?
I just say you got to stay inspired.
Do you go to perform, and then do you, like, work the crowd, and then do you and hang out with the crowd afterwards, and then do you watch everyone's shows to the end?
No, see, that's the thing.
Yeah, there's so much.
No, yeah, see, and that's the pressure of being this person that...
And that's why you guys deserve...
People like the big name promoters, we're not going to say no names.
No names, no need.
That put us on these big shows and don't care about us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because they don't question, they know you guys got it, they know you guys
we're gonna do it, and like, it's like,
and that's why people are complaining and they're like, why don't we get these shows?
Why work harder, put out more music?
You work harder, you put out more music. Tell them, keep telling them,
go and talk to, like, go out and talk to people, and like, you know what I mean? Go say what's up to the security guards, go say, go kiss Auntie at the door. Hi, you know what I'm saying, bros? All the little things that add up, go fucking make good with the sound guy so you don't sound like shit when you're on stage. Like, these are all little things that you need to think about, like, as an artist. Cause that's what I go through, like, every single time I go on
stage. Fucking single, and I see them do this, and I don't go out with them every time. So that's what's crazy is the ratio, right? Of the amount of times that I don't go out with them versus when I do. And then when I do, I still see them doing everything he just listed.
So, I mean, that's what you. But that's like the
you
basics.
Have to be consistent. You have
a lot of people in Hawaii,
the basics,
don't get that.
And that's just beautiful. That's the fundamentals,
that's
right?
Aloha.
You just have to fucking do it.
That's like, that's like, and that's like where the Hawaii hip hop, you know what I mean, comes into play. Like, I never really liked the term Hawaii hip hop, just because I don't know. It's just we're hip hop. I mean, gotta be from Hawaii to call it. You don't call it Atlanta hip hop, you know what I mean? You don't call it, you know, fucking LA hip hop, or it's just like we're hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a Hawaiian.
I know that's always been a big debate.
Hawaiian, so
it's like, been a big debate.
Exactly. So when I go out to do these shows in LA, it's like
exactly.
I'll go and I'll do the same shit. I'll go and I'll go say what's up to the Oost and be like, what's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm from Hawaii, you know what I mean? Most of the time, they go an auntie or something that lives in Waimanalo or West Side, you know what I mean? There's always some kind of connection. That you're going to find to Hawaii, and that's what makes us special, you know what I'm saying? And that's like, and fuck, man, like, that's what I'm trying to use to my advantage, is being from here, being born and raised, being a local boy, and just, like, being...
That's what I realized when I went to L.A.
But it's something that's supposed to be ingrained in you, and that's why it's like, you live that, and you just, us to be able to, like, I mean... it's always hard work, but it's just like I feel blessed always to be able to be on stage or any of that times. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is just like,
same. I mean, because like a lot of the shows that I get on, it's really not even my show. Most of the time, it's Jim or Coin's show, and that's like, and they trust me.
And vice versa.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? They trust me enough, and I trust them enough to the point where I don't even gotta tell them that I'm bringing them up. It's just they're like, oh, word, you got the show? All right, well, so what we rocking? You know what I'm saying? It's like. Like, we're on that level of, brotherhood.
It's a tough level to be on.
And it's like, you know what I mean?
Joshua because, actually just hit me up today.
Shout out Highlights.
I'm talking about fucking M-A-K-A, huh?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm actually rocking on a verse with Josh. I don't know if I think by the time this gets put out.
Me, Josh, and Pri have a fucking lost track on a Carmack beat.
Bro, there's so much work being going on.
Like 3 years old.
Me and Jim have a fucking shitload of stuff.
But I mean, if we're talking projects, you know what I'm saying? I got a project coming out, you know what I'm saying?
Here. Well, yeah, let's hear it. Guests, why not? Fuck all the other shit.
Yeah, me and Corn been working on a little project with my homie from New Zealand, a producer named Wavy. And go check his shit out, WAYVEE. Wavy.
Did he just come out
like
here?
That. Nah. He's like a homebody, bro. Like, he don't really, like, he's an online presence. You know what I'm saying? He's a curator. So like, he put me on SoundCloud when I had like 20 followers and shit. So, So finally came around to making some new shit with him and got in the stew with Brim and shout out Current Law. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Taking us in. That's another thing. Dot Rar is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's our family, you know what I mean? Yeah, Current Law, Keanu, young Seth Bala out of Kaneohe, Sire, of course. And
no, that shit is super raw.
And it's like a bunch of, you know what I mean? We're all just, that Miss Keanu? Keanu, of course.
You got him.
Yeah, I mean, Keanu, fucking me and Keanu know each other the longest, I think, out of everyone. But yeah, I mean, love those guys. It's just like they open their doors to me and Korn, you know, for us to create. And it's like,
I'm rolling up a super shitty blunt right now.
German rolling a super shitty blunt. But it's all good because we're going to smoke that shit. Get hot.
Yeah. Right.
So are you happy about that?
Does shows ever get fucking stressful?
I think we were talking about it earlier. Just like the whole, you know, going and doing all those things really does take a toll on you. Like, you know what I mean? Because you need to mentally prepare. Because I'm not a social person. So it's like when I go to shows, I need to be this.
You
like,
have to be.
Hey, how's it going? I was just talking about earlier. So it's like, you know, if I just got up from a nap and I go to, I got to go to sound check and I'm like, I fucking hate everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to put myself in a mood. So yeah, it does get a little stressful sometimes, but like, usually I got gym, so it's like, gym is probably just as fucked up as
Jim
I am.
Jim love to talk, so.
Yeah, me and Jim will like, we'll get in each other's ear. We'll be like, you know what I mean? It's like literally like, you know what I'm saying? We'll just be like, yo, we're the shit. We're about to kill this. And then that's usually what happens. We hype each other up. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's like the benefit.
That's why I hate doing it, because like, I get so fucking stressed out that whole day of, man. I gotta watch.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I think Dot Raw right now, we're just in like a season of fucking, like, fucking creating. We're just like trying to get back into the fucking mode of just making some new shit.
To perform.
I mean, I'm excited to perform and I'm fucking excited to make music too. Like, yeah. I feel like we just like get hype up. Like, we get hype off of, like, we're just like.
I broke my fucking foot performing.
Straight up. And like, I just know me and Connor both have something about us where it's just like. We get hype off a certain shit with music. That's just like, that's just how we know. Like, you feel it as an artist. You know what I mean?
Create,
like, we're just like.
I hate performing.
I mean, there's parts of it all that could be nerve wracking. It can be like.
Yeah, see, it's
stressing,
like,
but it's
not
like,
even the performance that gets me stressed. It's like it's the before and after. When I'm on stage, I don't remember.
That's bliss. That's straight up bliss.
I don't remember. No, that's not bliss. It's. I mean, I understand what you're trying to say by that, but like, it's like
when it goes right,
for me, it's like
when it goes right, it's.
I guess, but it's different for me because I've pictured it. I've pictured it in my head so many times that I'm meant to be there. It's not like a dream state for me anymore.
Yeah,
it's like I'm here. This is where I'm meant to be. This is my fucking stage. This is my time right now. Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Right behind you, Jerm. But yeah. So you know what I mean, like. I don't think it really gets stressful on me like that. It's just like, cause that's like my main thing is performing. Like everyone knows me as the hype guy, so I want to definitely just get back in the studio and just make more music for people to get hyped to. Cause apparently I'm the hype guy, so and that's what Dot Raw brings. We bring that whole fucking hype to the stage, to the sounds, to everything. So we're gonna try to just keep doing that. Keep linking up with motherfuckers that want to link with us. And if you don't want to link with us, fuck you too. We don't fucking fuck with you anyway.
I think it's just crazy because people think that they have a finger on what we're doing right now. And like every time we come out with something, it's just like kind of like left field. Like we always try to just like, and it's not even like we're like trying to just be different than what we're doing. We just honestly get inspired by random shit and like make new shit like.
That's the funny part is like me and Jim, like we're not old, right? But compared to you guys, like we see ourselves in y'all. So like we see how y'all still dive and like look for new music and catch the vibe, but you still create your own. And that's what it's all about is taking everything you like and then
make it.
It's okay if something inspires you, you know?
Yeah.
But make sure it's your own. Make sure you're original in it. And these gentlemen have always done that, man. That's why we're a fucking fan. That's why Jim is so big on everything that he does with both these gentlemen. You know what I mean? I support him. And that's why we're here right now. You know? Thank you. Thank you guys so much for being here, and I really appreciate it.
Of course, bro. It's
super dope.
You already know.
Shit.
You guys definitely always come out with something new. I always love sharing your shit, and I get crazy to it.
Hell yeah, bro. I know. We've seen you bumping that fucking Magic School Bus like every day.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's just, and that's what's crazy, and that's what's something I want to talk about too. Is I'm not gonna love every single song. If I do, that means you're amazing. Right. I don't love every single one of Jim's songs, and I let him know. You know, when he makes a beat, I let him know what I don't like. I know sometimes he doesn't like to hear it, but a lot of times, like, he does listen. You know, and I notice those type of things, and I'll always be real with my friends. You know, it's hard to sometimes be like, I don't fuck with this. But if I do fucks with it, man, I fucks with it hard.
And then he's going to break his foot. You know what I mean? He's going to yell at you. Might throw some water. Like, this is like, you never know what's going to happen at the Aurora Connor Boy Jim Hurdle show. You know
really
what I'm saying?
Like,
can we talk about the time that we accidentally thought that somebody was a sound person who wasn't a sound person?
Oh, yeah. We're at a show at the Vault a couple weeks ago. No, not a couple of days.
Like,
maybe like a month ago.
Yeah.
Like,
speak the fuck up.
It's for Magoo. And like, we're on stage and we're performing as Dot Rar. So, like, when we perform as Dot Rar, it's a whole different vibe. Right? We turn kind of evil and it's like real dark. We're just yelling at you, basically.
Yeah, straight up.
So, like, yo, our mics weren't working. And I turn around and Corn's mic's not working. And he's looking around like he's pissed. And he's, what the fuck? Yeah. So I just immediately get on my mic and I just look at the only person that's wearing all black and I'm like, turn this motherfucker's mic up. I fucking
You can just envision
and
me.
And this guy's just looking at me like I'm a dumbass and I'm like, bro, you better stop looking at me like a dumbass or come over there and stop this shit out.
You can just imagine
it ended
this guy.
Being some random
You can just imagine just the two people performing on stage just like turning and like staring at somebody on the street and like screaming at them like microphone. There's like and the person having no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, so we're, exactly. So you know what I'm saying, we said sorry to homie after, but
that was a good one.
Nice of you.
But that's how we are on stage, you know what I'm saying? It's just like our energy is really high and it's really like, fuck, if you get in our way, we might run you over on accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, not on purpose. It's
but, yeah, that's
like,
a lot.
Our rage and shit is on stage isn't ever, like, towards anyone. It's it's always to just throw on a show. We're entertainers, so we came here to motherfucking entertain.
Straight up.
You know, so.
Yeah, real shit.
So, I'm going to be an entertainer to the day I die, and that's what I'm going to keep working on. Like, and me and Corden just been fucking getting better at that shit every day. Just, you know, but, like, surrounding ourselves with...
more mosh pits. We getting
people.
More mosh pits, hashtag.
Good people and more mosh pits, hashtag.